Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So in dinosaur bones, we consistently find C14 inside of them. Now C14 cannot last for over 50,000 years. So according to evolution, dinosaurs died out 65 million years ago. But we consistently find C14, which can only last 50,000 years, inside of the dinosaur bones. And this is a great proof that they are not millions of years old and that they actually died recently. Now, sometimes when you deal with evolutionists or you talk to them about this, if they've studied this topic, they will just simply say the dinosaur bone got contaminated somehow by C14 later on after it died, and that's why there's still C14 inside of the bones. And so obviously that's a ridiculous objection. It's not based on any science at all. It's just their opinion that it was contaminated. They don't know for a fact that it was, and in almost every case, we have no evidence that these bones were ever contaminated by C14. But for the sake of this video, let's just grant their argument. Let's pretend that all the dinosaur bones that contain C14 somehow magically had it get contaminated in there, and that's why we have C14 in 65 million year old dinosaur bones. We have all across the world diamonds with C14 still inside of them. In fact, there's great measurable amounts of C14 that is found inside of diamonds all across the globe. Now, according to evolution, diamonds came into existence at between 1 billion years and 3.5 billion years ago. And so diamonds, according to evolution, are way older than dinosaurs. Now, diamonds contain C14 in very high amounts. And so many will still try to say, well, maybe the diamond got contaminated with C14. And that's what they do, is they just say, oh, it's contamination. Well, here's the thing. Diamonds are actually made of the toughest subatomic particles in the world. In fact, nature has no way of penetrating diamonds. And so there's no way physically for C14 to be able to enter inside of diamonds after it is exited. And so just the fact that diamonds actually contain C14 literally proves beyond any shadow of doubt that diamonds themselves are less than 50,000 years old, which proves that the Earth is young and proves that they came into being recently. And no matter what technique you try to say or try to bring forward as proof that it somehow got contaminated, it just shows that apparently you don't know much about diamonds, because diamonds cannot be penetrated by nature. Nature has no way of penetrating diamonds because they are the toughest subatomic particles that exist in nature. And so even with our man-made equipment and technology, we even have a hard time being able to penetrate diamonds, let alone random processes in nature causing C14 to contaminate something that cannot be penetrated otherwise. It just goes to show the facts are on our side as creationists. The fiction and the fantasy is on the evolutionist side. And saying that diamonds are somehow a billion to 3.5 billion years old? Folks, C14 itself, the half-life, demonstrates that it's not possible for that to even be the case. It's not even remotely plausible. It's unscientific on all fronts. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Feel free to let me know if you guys have any questions in the comments below, and I'll get to them as soon as I can. God bless, guys.